It's Q104, The Morning Drive with Mike, Zeke, and Jillian. We are so honored, we are privileged to welcome a man who a lot of other men are jealous of because he's got a very beautiful new wife. The man whose name is two last names. A man who women swoon over when they hear his accent. Ladies and gentlemen, Morgan Evans. Morgan, good to talk to you.
Hey, guys. Good to be talking to you.
We're excited to tell you. I don't know if you know this or not, but your wife, Mrs. Evans, will be joining us in Kansas City on tour tonight with Keith Urban. Should we deliver a message to her?
Oh, awesome. I mean, if you could address her as Mrs. Evans, that'd be funny.
Okay. I mean, how did you... I know we're going to talk about Kiss Somebody here in a minute, but how did you guys meet?
We met in Australia, actually, hosting an award show. We were hosting the Country Music Awards of Australia, and I was set to host it, and they called me when I was flying back to do it, and they were like, we're thinking about getting you an international co-host. And at first I was kind of skeptical because I'd kind of had it planned out, but then they said it was going to, they're like, oh, we're thinking Kelsey Ballerini, and I thought that'd be okay. and the rest was history.
What do you guys do on a down day, like a day where you both have off and you're both at home?
And don't leave any of the details out.
No, I don't. I'm not being creepy.
That's an interesting question, because we find ourselves very rarely in that situation. When we do, we're like, what do when you don't have something to do? So it's usually just the two of us, and we'll hang out with the dog, or we'll take him for a run, and just try to relax, really.
There you go.
Step.
We're on the phone with Morgan Evans. Kiss Somebody. Guys, check out the song if you haven't already. If you haven't been able to tell already, just by his accent, yes, he's Australian. Some of your newer fans may not know that yet. They'll just hear you sing where you sound completely different. You kind of lose the accent. But being from Australia, do you find yourself here in America, maybe, not that it's a bad thing to be compared to Keith Urban, but do you ever get tired of that, like, just because you're both Australian? And maybe the comparison happens a little too much, or do you not mind that?
Oh, man, I'm always, like, of the thought that when you're the new guy, you're going to get compared to someone, and he's been one of my idols for, like, 15 or 16 years now, so if you're going to get compared to someone, you want to be compared to that guy, I reckon.
I know how you feel. I'm always getting compared to Brad Pitt. It's weird.
Not ever. I asked Keith Urban one time about that, about why the accent when you're talking and then why it doesn't show up when you're singing.
Oh, yeah.
And I would love to tell you what his answer was, but I don't remember because I was distracted. So do you know why it is?
My main reason is because I grew up singing American music, so I think I just thought that's how I learned to sing. And the more and more I get asked that question, I start to do some research on it so I could give a better answer. And I realized that even the Beatles sang in an American accent. And there's a fella on YouTube, which is a very credible source.
Of course, yeah.
He's like a speech expert or whatever, and he was talking about the way that the American accent approaches vowel sounds actually sounds better to the human ear when it's sung. So that makes sense that people sort of lean that way. And in certain shows, I have been challenged to sing in an Australian accent, and once I do it for about 10 seconds, people are pretty happy for me to go back.
Oh, really?
Wow. Last month, you were on The Bachelorette. You sang Kiss Somebody. I gotta know, behind the scenes, off camera, did you get a chance to talk to some of the contestants? And if so, do they act completely different off the camera than how they do on the camera?
That's a good question. Well, I mean, firstly, it was a date night that we played on. So it was, the fella's name was Leo, and his smooth move at the end of the date was bringing him to this theater. And so there was like a couple thousand people in this theater, and we played Kiss Somebody, and they like made out on the podium, and it was this whole moment, right? And then after the moment had happened, they came backstage, and we got to chat for a little bit. But, I mean, they were still legitimately on a date, and he was really still trying to impress us. So I would say it was pretty similar to what you see on the TV. But she was really sweet and didn't really pan out for him, but he seemed like a nice fella, too.
Mm-hmm. Are you looking forward to hitting the road with Chris Young this fall?
Absolutely, man. We did the whole spring together, Kane Brown, he and I, and... yeah, I'm really looking forward to the fall as well. Dan and Shay are jumping on as well.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's gonna be a fun way to end out the year.
Thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on Kiss Somebody. It's gonna be a number one song in Kansas City. And check out the new EP.
Thanks so much, and thanks for your support. I can't wait to get back out and see you.
Well, and I'll keep an eye on Kelsey for you.
Stop it. Good Lord.
Yeah, have fun at the show tonight.